Austrian authorities have dismantled an illegal international online lottery network that promised luxury prizes, Lex watches, and high-end vehicles such as Audis and BMWs. The joint operation by the Vienna State Criminal Police Office and the Financial Police of the Federal Office for Anti-Fraud culminated in a coordinated raid, resulting in seizures and impending criminal and immigration penalties for the perpetrators. Sophisticated fraud, social media distribution. The scheme had been operating across Europe for several months. Thousands of lottery tickets were sold online, primarily via Facebook, luring participants with promises of extravagant prizes. According to investigators, buyers either transferred funds to a 30-year-old main suspect or purchased tickets in person at a central office in Vienna's 21st district. Authorities became aware of the operation through surveillance and intelligence efforts. On 26 March 2025, a high-profile raid was carried out involving the Financial Police, Vienna State Criminal Police, Special Forces Unit WEGA, and additional tactical units. The target was a seemingly inconspicuous residential building that served as the headquarters for the illegal lottery. Hidden winnings and undeclared income. During the operation, officers initially recovered a single Rolex voluntarily handed over by suspects. However, police sniffer dog Ike located two additional high-value watches hidden in a laundry cupboard. Detailed records uncovered at the scene revealed extensive black market revenue in the six-figure euro range. The financial authorities have since confiscated the watches as security for unpaid gambling levies. The operators face significant penalties under Austria's Gambling Act and a separate financial criminal investigation. Immigration violations and civil recourse. In addition to financial charges, the perpetrators' Serbian nationals face immigration proceedings due to their illegal residence status in Austria. Finance Minister Markus Marterbauer and State Secretary Barbara Eibinger-Miedl praised the success of the investigation. "Thanks to the excellent cooperation of our enforcement agencies, we have dismantled a fraudulent scheme that diverted significant revenue from the state. This case underscores the ruthless nature of illegal gambling networks. Affected participants may seek civil remedies against the organizers, although recovering lost funds could prove challenging due to the operation's illicit nature. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.